Twilight of the Order, Episode 1. Unraveling. War rages unchecked across countless systems, shattering alliances and drowning entire worlds in fire. The Republic, once a beacon of stability, fractures under the weight of conflict and emerging corruption. The Jedi Order, spread thin, struggles to maintain peace in a galaxy spiraling into chaos. An impassable war zone known as the Dead Meridian divides the galaxy. Here the front lines have dissolved into lawless territories ruled by warlords, deserters, and shadowy powers beyond the Republic's reach. Passage through the region is perilous, with entire fleets vanishing without a trace. Yet, even in the shadow of galactic collapse, fate steers the lives of unlikely individuals. Clyde Zetterborn, a seeker of lost knowledge, driven by curiosity as much as purpose. Kataz Tortonado, a protector with a heart as large as his fist, loyal but dangerously naive. Uli Lenara, a sentinel haunted by the weight of past decisions, navigating the line between duty and defiance. Their paths will soon converge, drawn into events far greater than themselves, where the choices of a few may shape the destiny of many. So
that was great.
Welcome to Jedi Party, Twilight of the Order. I am going to start this off doing something we should never, ever do, and that is immediately split the party. So who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay. Matt, I'll keep you on, but I am going to deafen Bridget and Boo.
Fuck you.
We can still hear you. Yeah, those guys suck.
Brandon, can you hear me?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Wait, what? I'm so confused now.
All right, so Taz, is that how you want your name pronounced? Taz?
Taz, yeah.
Travis is watching.
Oh, maybe I should also.
I was so excited when he told me.
Is he almost done? With
what? He just started season one. Yeah.
Okay, they're muted. All right. So, where... Oh, yeah, you want to be called Taz, right?
Taz, yeah.
All right.
Well, it's not that I want to be called Taz. It's kind of like the Mithron Urodo.
Yeah.
It's hard to pronounce in basic.
Okay. Yeah, I could say that. Or you could say that. I had a hard time pronouncing it in the, opening. All right, so... Where would you be spending maybe your everyday a day in the life of Taz?
It's typically in the stables of the Jedi temple on Coruscant.
Okay.
That was kind of the job I was assigned to after I didn't really fit in to expanded my force powers as much as they wanted me to.
Okay, so basically the stables. I didn't get you over here. Are you in the room you can see the stables?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you be doing in the stables? Like, let's say it's a Monday.
On a Monday is typically the feeding and cleaning. Well, every day is feeding, obviously, but to clean certain animals.
Okay. You're cleaning one of the stables, and off in the distance, you hear a weird rustling and like a whistling.
And I look, just try to kind of pinpoint it. And I go, I think I know what pen that's coming from. So I start walking towards that pen.
Okay. Roll a perception.
Difficulty?
Make it hard. So 3 difficulty purple.
That is not good. 4 failures? Jesus.
But you have one advantage. Since you don't know what it is, I'll just say that you hear something come closer as you come there. You turn around and you see a man standing there, a big man, Yeah, you just have to zoom in. And he conks you on the head and throws a sheet over you. Yeah. And he's starting to drag you away.
Am I passed out or?
You're not passed out, but you are completely enveloped in a black cloth and being pulled.
I'm going to start wrangling or rolling around and yelling and be like, what is going on?
Get me out of here.
No, tell me what's going on.
No.
Can't just sneak up and hit someone in the head.
And
I just start kicking wildly.
Try a... let's see. I guess... I don't know. I'm trying to think of what you would do to struggle against it. It'd be some kind of strength.
Brawl?
Yeah, just roll a hard brawl. Oh wow, that's cool.
The dice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all dirty. All right. This is your old roll. I was like, you rolled the exact same thing. Threat, you take one strain. and he drags you outside, and you can tell he drags you into a speeder. All right, you're going mute and deaf. Bridget.
Ah!
Okay. You are now unmute and undeaf. But Uli.
Yeah.
Let's say it's a Monday, not necessarily morning or night, but it's the start of her day. I don't know when her day starts. Because I'm thinking maybe she might be a night owl.
Yeah. Early afternoon is when we get up.
Okay. So what would she be doing?
What would she be doing?
Yeah.
Like, all right, get ready with me, Uli Lenara edition. she has a pretty like shitty kind of apartment. Where are we just in like space right now?
You are in Coruscant.
Okay, perfect. She has a really kind of just like dingy apartment she has in Coruscant. It's a one bedroom, pretty much in the slums, not quite in the part of town where it's like, oh, this is super dangerous, but it's not nice. It's a pretty shitty apartment in a pretty shitty area of town. She starts her evenings, or her day rather, by getting up. She doesn't necessarily work for like a particular, she has her own essentially private eye agency. And by that, I mean, she does odd jobs and services for those who need it. Not necessarily like, she's not an assassin by any means, but if people get killed in what she does, you know, that sucks. Not the end of her day. So she probably starts by kind of going through and checking her messages, any sort of like correspondence that she got, if there's any new jobs that she's been offered, or if she's, you know, something that she started has kind of, you know, gotten any leads on. And then from there, it's kind of hitting the pavement and following up on leads, following up on things that she's, tasks that she's kind of given herself. So like, if there's someone she needs to talk to, or a shop she needs to check out, or a bar she needs to do some covert espionage at, that's where she will head off to in the beginning of the night.
Okay. The night before, you got this message that somebody that wants to give you a job, they were a little secretive about it. They did give you a place to meet the next day. It's a little bit unusual, but not super unusual given your line of work.
Yeah. I think Uli's used to people maybe not being so forthcoming of what they need from her. So she's not used to she's used to the idea that there's kind of like no name behind it. But she takes it kind of with her normal sense of skepticism as she normally does. Obviously she's going to come into it kind of ready and prepared for anything to happen, but, she's not like, oh, this is clearly a trap or anything.
You start to walk to this meetup. Roll a perception.
A perception. Okay. And where is this? Does the thing I got give any indication of where the meetup is happening?
It's not far off of the beaten path, but it is a little bit off of the beaten path. It's in an alley similar to the one that I did throw up here, but it's not exactly that one.
Okay, but it's kind of just like in the middle of a busy street.
Yes, except he did ask you to come into an alley off of the busy street.
I see. Okay.
So, but it's not like in like a maze. It's just a little bit off where off a phone booth might be.
Yeah. One proficiency, one ability. Pretty normal.
Well, that part would be based on your character sheet.
Difficulty
would just be two purple.
Sorry, yeah, two difficulty. Cool.
Yeah. Okay. You fail to see anything out of place. Mm-hmm. And you go into the alley. It's a bit empty. And all of a sudden, you hear a speeder zoom by and screech to a halt. Would they screech a speeder? But whatever. It screeches to a halt at the T where the intersection is. And you see someone jump out. He looks kind of like this. And he's armed with a big bag that he's attempting to throw over you.
Oh, so he's trying to get me in the bag?
Yes.
Okay. I think our first reaction is just to like engage him in some like a brawl, like to fight him.
Okay. All right.
So she's gonna raise her fist and try to like kind of grapple with him and push him out of the way.
Okay. Roll a brawl against three purples. A failure with a triumph. Okay.
I guess that just kind of washes out.
Yeah.
Can I get one?
How would you like to spend?
I would like to triumph by getting one good punch in, but still ultimately failing and getting in the bag.
When you say it that way, it sounds like you punched him and then you like got into the bag.
Yeah. All right.
Start climbing into the bag.
All right. I got it. No. I don't know. Maybe he's just, you know, I'm going to get one good punch in, but, you know, he's stronger or whatever, more dexterous and is still able
to. He has a partner that sneaks up from behind him and does get the best of you. And they throw you into a speeder and speed away. All right. You're mute. You're going to go on mute and deaf. All right, Clyde, are you there?
Hold on a second.
Who is this?
This is Juggles. Clyde.
Okay, Clyde. Clyde Ketterborn.
Zetterborn.
Zetterborn. Oh,
with
yeah.
Z.
You want to avoid the two Ks.
No, I want to avoid the mispronunciation of my name.
Okay, sorry.
It's okay.
Clyde. Let's say it's the start of your work week. What might you be doing?
I'm in the library of the Jedi, the Jedi Temple. You know, sorting things, cleaning things, making sure everything's spruced up and looking nice for the new day.
Okay, so you would say it's like in the morning?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't matter. None of this matters.
Nihilism. It's exhausting.
Yeah. Okay. Let's say you are in the library. You're starting to spiffy up a little bit. What might be your task for today?
My task is to look busy, make sure my boss doesn't see me futzing around my favorite sections of the library. And, you know, just trying to get through the day, really, man. It's just, life.
You see a book that's out of place. It's sticking out of the shelf, and it's a very bright red color, which everything else in here is brown, but this book is red.
What the hell is this doing here?
How did you just have a red book?
Could have known.
you pick it up, and you open it up, and all the pages are blank.
Fuck. All of them?
Yeah.
What about the index?
The index is also blank.
Table of contents?
Yes, the table of contents is blank, suggesting that the rest of the book is also blank.
This is a mystery. Also, out of character, it's great because it's a Sherlock Holmes mystery.
Oh, I see what you did there as a pun.
No, not everything I do. Okay, everything's a pun.
All right. Roll a, I guess it could be a perception or a study or something. I guess I have to remember what our skills here are.
Yeah, what is, yeah, I don't see study.
I guess knowledge lore, maybe?
The hell is it?
If you click on skills, there's towards the bottom, there's like knowledge skills.
Oh, there's a line. Hold on. Give me a second. Weird. That's new. Okay. Knowledge. Okay. Lore, you said?
Yeah.
You said lore?
Yes.
All right. Anything, any modifiers?
No, just roll 2 purple die.
Okay. Wow. I didn't learn anything. Well, it's empty, so...
Yeah, the check failed. Yeah, it's empty. And all of a sudden, your world is in darkness. You have had a drape. You're covered in some kind of cloth.
What's going on?
Be quiet. Make this easy.
Hey, come on. I'm just trying to read a book here.
How are you trying to read a book? It's got no letters in it.
How do you know?
Interesting.
I asked the good questions.
And they start dragging you off.
What? What's going on? Hey, let me go. Hey.
Quiet, this is a library.
Hey, let me go. Hey.
You're not Chuckles.
I don't have to be. Okay. Who knows? I haven't figured myself out yet.
All right. Well, you are then put into a speeder. They drag you out of the library into a speeder. And
am I like in a sack, or they just have a head over, like a thing over my head?
No, it's a sack.
Oh my god, it's like an whole, yeah. like they just like and just throw me over their shoulders.
Yes, like a continental soldier.
My god, these guys are pretty well built. I have to give them that.
And yes, you're thrown in the back of a speeder.
Oh my god.
All right, I'm gonna undeafen everyone now.
Oh, great. For my humiliation.
So, let's make something not a television.
Oh, she's watching porn.
No, never. I never would.
That's too much talking for pornography. But I don't know. I don't know what kind of pornography women watch.
Audio heavy. Watch.
Andy, are you back?
Yes.
Oh, you can hear. All right.
Yeah, I can hear.
All right. All right. All right, you guys have been all kidnapped at various times. And
you guys were sacked too?
I got sacked!
Wait, hold on.
You got sacked?
So don't talk about this just yet.
Yeah, hold on. And you guys are taken to a place and your sacks are removed. And you're in this tiny waiting room.
What the hell is that?
Who are you?
Who are you?
I'm Taz. Nice to meet you.
Taz? You?
Taz Tortonato.
Taz Tortolini.
You can call me Taz. No, definitely not.
All right, Tortolini. And you?
No, not Tortolini.
Are we?
Tortonato.
What'd you say?
Taz Tortonato.
Not you, the other one.
Where are we?
I don't know. Where were you taken?
You're in a small room. It's a little bit bigger than your standard prison cell, but it is a little bit nicer than a prison cell.
I'm gonna stand up and try the door.
Okay. The door is locked.
Okay.
You didn't even let roll for it.
it would have been locked regardless.
You're surprised. You say that, but it's surprising how many number of people forget to lock the door and how often you can just like walk out of things.
I forget to lock the doors all the time. That's why the animals always get out.
All right, I'm going to shelve that one for later.
Okay.
Is there any, like, distinguishing markings in the room? Can I, like, look around? Do I need to roll a perception?
Somebody can roll a perception or maybe a streetwise. I don't know if anyone's particularly good at streetwise.
I got one streetwise.
No. Yeah, okay. I got nothing in streetwise. Or perception. I'm basically blind and dumb.
I'm dumb as hell.
We're not saying that anymore.
You got any problem with me rolling streetwise?
I don't.
Anyone? No. Okay. No. Two difficulty?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, she's still rolling privately.
Oh, no.
Bridget, you got to roll publicly.
I don't know how to do that.
There should be drop down in the bottom right hand corner, like where you type in stuff.
Oh, I see.
Like public your chat. Role. There's change that to public.
All right. Do you guys see that? I failed.
I might make this. Okay. Yeah, you failed. I'm glad we cleared that up. But you do have one advantage.
God, I don't know. Can I tell that it's like not, I take a look around and I kind of realize I don't know where I am, but I can tell I'm not in like a prison cell and this is like a pretty clean room. So I'm a little less nervous than I was before. It doesn't look like a drug den or anything, you know, it just looks like a kind of a small waiting room.
Taz pulls over the table to where he's sitting down. Can I move my character?
No, it's not meant to be like an actual scene, but
okay.
I'm trying this out. We might not use it.
All right. To where I'm sitting down, I just put my feet up on the table.
That's a classic Taz Turbo maneuver.
Taz Tortonado.
You kick over a magazine, and it sparks, and it being a book gets the attention of Clyde.
It's a magazine.
Clyde's in the books?
Well, I'm just assuming I've been like while you guys have been talking, I've been perusing through these magazines, you know, like kind of like just kind of like, you know.
Yeah. Roll. Let's see. I don't know what you have.
I have Batman 89.
That doesn't help. Roll education.
Sorry, they it's got an update now. It's got a bar that I can't like a. There it is.
Yeah, the it did update. All right, yeah, you succeed in perusing or having knowledge of these pamphlets and magazines. They strike you as being political. That it would be the sort of thing that, say, a politician had in their office.
A politician?
Yeah.
Like I don't know, Galaxy Weekly?
Yeah, Galaxy Weekly. Who's hot, who's not, vote up and vote down.
It's like the worst dentist office I've ever seen. Galaxy People's Magazine.
Yeah, I start looking around for, like, the Highlights Magazine one.
No, these are my magazines.
The one that has like puzzles and stuff I could do.
You can have the children's ones. Why are there children's ones in here?
There's not children's ones, but there are some that do have puzzles in the back, sort of like the New York Times or something sort like that.
Like the children's ones.
Exactly like the children's ones, but they are not children's magazines.
Just for bored senators.
Yes, there, for board senators and or their children.
Who cuss.
Are there any mazes that I can try to complete?
Yes, you see a maze at the back, but someone's already done it.
Bitch.
I'm sitting over there with my pen.
That's the path I would have chose, too.
Well, you guys were looking at a door. I did a map.
Okay, well, this is getting us absolutely nowhere.
Is there a panel on the wall?
I like that this session, that this iteration, we're all well read, right? Right?
We're all what?
Well read.
Well, at least literate.
Yes.
We'll see.
New guys got to understand we battled illiteracy in our last season, so.
Yes, my character could not read.
Maps nor words.
Yes, and also sometimes pictures he had trouble with.
And situations.
There's a panel on the wall.
Can I poke it?
You can poke it.
I poke the panel on the wall. Not really knowing what I'm doing.
Is it like a computer comms panel? Is that what it is? Or is it just a panel with buttons?
It's a panel with buttons. It's a panel with buttons.
Excellent. This gets us nowhere.
Hey, there's a panel over here, guys. Well, wait, I told you my name. You guys never told me your names.
Yeah, we didn't ask.
You yelled your name.
You said, who are you people?
Yeah.
I told you I'm Taz Tortinato.
All right. We Taz Tortilla. And you? She points to...
That's not my name, though.
Presumably the one doing the mazes in the magazine. You? Your name?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm eating my character's eating a panini here in his pocket. My name is Clyde. I'm a librarian. And,
You got garbled there. I didn't hear what you said.
What am I doing here? But imagine that louder and madder and kind of farting.
I don't know. What did you do? And who did you piss off?
I didn't piss off anybody.
How did you get here?
How did you get here?
I was hooded. Someone sacked me.
Hooded. What were you doing before you were hooded?
I was working.
Okay.
No.
Hey, what about you, lady?
Yeah, lady.
You keep asking all these questions.
Yeah, lady, and I go back to reading.
Why should I answer you?
I didn't ask you any questions except who you are.
You asked me who I am.
And you answered. I'm asking him questions now.
Yeah, but you're asking a lot of questions.
Yeah, I want to get out of here. Okay.
What's your name?
I love People Magazine.
Uli.
Uli, got it.
Yeah, Uli Lenarin.
Ali Lagarda. Got it. and that doesn't feel so good, does it?
And you see one of the buttons on the panel goes from a neutral white to a green.
I push it.
And you hear a voice. 1 minute, please.
Why did you turn the button green if it was going to be a minute?
That's the 1 minute warning light.
1 minute to what?
Until he's ready to see you. Until they are ready to see you.
Who is they?
Is the voice on the radio male or female? Or on the comms, is it like a male or a female voice?
It's a female voice.
Secretary.
It is the 70s.
Sometime in the space 70s.
Yes. Yes, they are about ready to see you.
I mean, you think you could have timed it better than you expected. What were you doing before you got bagged?
Me? I was feeding the animals, and then I got sacked, as we are going to call it, I guess.
Cool. Animals?
Yeah.
You work at
a
zoo?
What were you doing? No. Kind of like a zoo, yeah. But it was the pens for the Jedi Temple.
So you work at the Jedi Temple?
I does, yeah.
You does. Huh.
I work at the Jedi Temple.
You work at the Jedi Temple?
Yeah.
Where do you work, Uli? Right.
Not at the Jedi Temple.
Wow. Well, we won't talk
that
to you
answers,
then.
Like, part of the question.
Look, I am a self-employed entrepreneur, and I was going about my business. I was I got offered a job. Oh,
so you live with your parents. Got it.
Nope. Don't live with my parents. Definitely live in an apartment in Lower Coruscant, and my neighbors cook really smelly foods.
Oh, so that level.
Yeah, that level.
Gotcha.
Like, is it raining or is something just dripping level?
Probably dripping.
Could be both.
That's, is it underneath the pens? Because if it's underneath the pens at the Jedi Temple, then it's not rain.
Good to keep in mind. A long minute.
The light turns blue.
I poke it.
They are ready to see you now.
Well, that's great, but the door's locked.
The door opens.
Oh, make a fucking liar out of me, huh?
Yes, exactly. All right, and you guys walk in. Well, I don't know if what do you guys do after the door opens? It just opens. Nobody's coming out at you. You don't see anything like immediately in the door.
Is it just leading to like a hallway?
It leads up into a room.
Okay.
I casually stroll out.
Okay.
Hands in my pockets.
Okay.
I leave as well.
I'm just following along quietly.
Okay. You guys walk into this room, and it seems to be some type of like business lounge or something. It's clearly a fancy office. There's some art on the walls. There's some like status symbol type thing, like decorations on the walls. There's a business table and leather couches, and there are three figures in the room, and there are two humans, a female woman that she's middle aged. She's got blonde hair. She's in formal attire, not formal like black tie, but like just like business clothes. There's another man in not quite a uniform, but he has a military background. And there is one person, a Keldor, standing up in the room.
I start walking along the walls to look at the art, pretending to know what art, what good art is.
Like a true chiss.
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to kind of walk in and, you know, take a quick glance around. Is there a bar or anything, or is this like a...
Yes. There's a little drink cart.
Cool.
Because it is the 70s.
Nice. Love it.
The space 70s.
Star Wars Mad Men.
And
sorry, go ahead.
I'm just trying to think of what comes next. The military man, let's see, the woman pipes up and says, well, welcome. It seems our guests have arrived.
Where are they?
Oh, your guests are they the ones that you threw in a sack and kidnapped?
Yes,
was that your guests? Oh,
that's it.
That happened to me.
Yes, it did in fact happen to you. It happened to me, and it happened to sorry. What was your name again?
Clyde.
It happened to Clyde.
Yes, we bagged and tagged all of you. I really, this is a serious situation. Sorry about all of the theatrics, but I don't think we could have gotten you guys here any other way.
Wait, you tagged me?
Taz, well, I know we got up on the wrong
track. Like I do with the animals?
No, I just meant tag, like hit you or, you know, put you into a bag. It rhymes with bag.
That is a...
Tagged. Bag. Yep. Checks out.
Yes. The finest. And the man in the robe, or not the man, the Keldor in the robe, steps forward and says, yes. Well, sorry about the theatrics. This is a very special operation that we need your help for. My name is Master Plo Koon.
Wait, my head snaps around to look at him and go, the Plo Koon?
Of the Jedi Council. Yes, so you may understand the gravity of our...
The Jedi Council?
Yes, the Jedi Council.
That grabs my attention, and I go and I sit down in one of the leather recliners, but I pull the table over so I can put my feet on it.
Yes, it's a very uncouth of you, Mr. Taz.
Well, you didn't let me change out of my barn clothes.
True.
So this is on you, Mr. Plo Koon of the Jedi Council.
Yes.
Uli is a little bit more, I am a little bit more comfortable. Now that I know that it's like a job and I'm not just been randomly kidnapped, I think she's a little bit more comfortable. So can she go to the bar cart and pour herself a small drink?
Yeah, she can do that.
All right, yes. Awesome.
And I'm very uncomfortable. And can I use the bathroom and get out of here?
Is this in character or out of character?
This is a character. Okay. I'm just sitting quietly in the back of the room looking for the exit.
Oh, no. Please, I think you're going to want to hear what we have to say. Is,
I don't think so.
The man says. Not
I've never been sacked before, and I don't want to be sacked again. I keep getting sacked.
Well, if everything goes well, we won't sack you again.
So you want to hire us for something, a job?
Yes.
Is it in the library?
It's not in the library. No, it is not in the library.
Because that's where I work, in the library.
Yes, we know. We know all about you, Clyde Zetterborn.
Oh.
Uli Lenara and Taz Tornado.
Tortinado.
Tortinado, you are not just random bag and tags. This is all being said by the man. Yes, we got you very specifically for this mission.
What is the mission exactly? Do I have to agree?
Yes. Otherwise, I guess, yes, we would re-tag and re-bag you. But this is a mission. And Plo Koon cuts him off and says, this is highly confidential. So we trust that this information never leaves this room. And you do not want to make enemies with the Jedi Order.
No, I respect the Jedi Order. I work for them.
In a way.
I took classes.
Yes. All of you have that in common.
We all took classes?
You are what they... This is back to the man. You are... What they might call dropouts. I don't think any of you have completed your training, or none of you have really completed your training, which makes you perfect candidates for this mission. You will not be bound by the same biases that the Jedi sending a Jedi into this would be. But yet you are all force sensitive. Which surely will come in handy.
So we're force sensitive and expendable.
Yes.
Oh, nice. We're force spendable.
Force spendable.
Yes.
Okay.
And the woman says, "Listen, you guys watch. Listen, you guys watch all of the holotapes." You you know what's going on out there. This war has been long and hard, and we're starting to lose here. And we need to turn the tide of this war.
I think we just have to trust in the Force a little bit more. That should turn the tide.
Afraid that it's going to take a little more than that. Let me show you a little bit of what we're talking about here. And they hand you a holopad, and a character or a man, a balding man, older, shows up on the page, and he starts to speak. But I'm going to take a break there.
Okay.
Fresh.
So you guys are handed this data pad, and this man comes up on it and kind of looks like Uncle Russ. And the man in the collar says, actually, roll a somebody not underground. Is there something else?
Skullduggery?
No, not that. Maybe like either perception or I don't know, lore or education or something like that, a knowledge skill.
That is definitely not Taz's area.
No, I don't have any really good knowledge skills.
Should lore?
I got streetwise, that's about it.
Yeah, lore would be good.
I failed.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you fail, but you have advantages in that you know that the man is dressed in military attire. You recognize that it's military attire specific to the intelligence service. You recognize that the woman is wearing a pin that suggests she's a senator. And obviously you already know Plo Koon because he introduced himself.
I know all about Plo Koon.
I know all about pins.
You know a lot about pins.
Oh, you're a pin collector.
You're a pin guy.
I'm a fashionista.
And the man says this is, hold on, I gotta check his name. It's gonna be burned in my mind soon, but it's not yet. This man is Tiber Solvar. He will be the target, and he is a former, well, maybe technically, still a republic officer that has gone absolutely insane, gone off the reservation.
So, target meaning.
Target meaning he's more useful to the Republic to be dead than alive at this point.
Oh my!
I work in the library. Why am I being chosen for an assassination?
I take care of animals.
I mean, this seems kind of up my alley. So I mean, I get it, but
I'm glad someone's on board.
No. This seems like real run of the mill stuff. I mean, honestly.
And Plo Koon steps forward and he says, yes, you are all former Jedi students. So you do have some training that will be useful to you in this operation. But I think also you know how important it is that the Republic stays on the winning side of this war. Also, I think that perhaps you would like to be back in the fold of the Jedi Order. And I think this is your opportunity to get back in.
To murder?
The murder of one man to save millions.
What if we bring him in alive?
If I politely refused and went back to my job. I was going to have a panini day on lunch.
You may.
You just ate a panini. You pulled it out of your pocket.
I had a second.
How many paninis you got?
It was a big day.
In the library?
When you say he's gone crazy, like, what do you mean he's gone crazy?
Oh, okay. Here, I will just play the video. He plays the video, and the man's in there. He says, "I fought for the Republic once. I believed in it. The rules, the order. Order is a lie. Peace is a leash. The Republic isn't crumbling because of war. It's crumbling because it was always hollow. I saw what lay beneath the shining surface, the corruption, the weakness, the endless cycle of betrayal and failure, and I realized it is the Republic that is the illusion, not the war, not the darkness. The war is the truth. The Republic is a rotting husk, a bloated corpse, pretending to be alive."
Okay.
"And the Jedi, they're no better. Puppets of a broken system, bound by ancient lies they dare call wisdom. They failed us, but I have found a way forward. I have freed my soldiers. I have freed their minds. They are no longer pawns of politicians or the Force. They are loyal because they choose to be. Together, we will build something stronger, something pure, a galaxy where order reigns and strength is rewarded. I freed my soldier, not from chains, but from obedience. They follow me because they choose to, not because they were bred to. I hear the whispers. I see the truth. Do you? Have you felt the chains slipping from your wrists? Or are you still blind like the rest of them, clinging to the lies of a republic that doesn't deserve your loyalty? You will see it soon enough. The Republic is already dead. I am not its destroyer. I am its reckoning. Join me or be swept away by the tide. It makes no difference to me. I am the future."
So he's got people under him that follow him?
Yes.
He's crazy, man.
So it's not just one murder to save many. It's many murders to save many.
We only care about this man. And we need to get him off of the board.
Boy, Tiger, you were so used to the outlaw stuff that you were not expecting us to be like,
I was not.
Morally, this is wrong.
If you can bring him in, then fine. We'll take care of him in whatever way the judicial council sees fit. But we need him off of the board. The woman pipes up and says, "We don't need to tell you how corrosive it can be to have someone like this so high up in the Republic. If this got out, this is bad news for all of us and all of our positions."
So how much you paying?
Is it money that you want?
Is that what you're offering?
Well, we were offering you a step back into the good graces of the Jedi Order. But if it's simply money you want, we can give you money.
Tough one.
100,000 credits.
Done. Each? Sold. I'm in.
Yeah, each.
Sold. And don't need to explain anymore.
That sounds like a lot.
It is.
Give me the who's. Give me the who's, the what's, the where's. Give me those H's, W's.
I'm good. Mr. Zetterborn?
I don't. Where is this going to be again?
Oh, yeah. Good question. The man pipes up again. We need you to get to the Dead Meridian.
And the Dead Meridian?
The Dead Meridian.
The Dead Meridian.
He's on the other side of the Dead Meridian.
At the other side? The other side? I'm in.
Yes. You're in?
Yes.
Cool. What's the Dead Meridian?
You understood what?
Yep, oh. Yep, I'm in.
Oh, the Dead Meridian is the front of this war right now.
Dead Meridian, yep. The front of the war, yep.
So it's like the definitely. No man's land.
Yep, Dead Meridian. Definitely.
Yes, I'll, yes I'll, it I'll, is.
Zetterborn, we get it. You're in. Dead Meridian. No Man's Land?
Yes, it's a no man's land. We have a good commander up there. He can get you through right through the Dead Meridian. And then you will have to ride your way through a couple of planets and into the jungle, and you will come upon his compound.
Is this planet he's on, like, well-researched? Do we have maps?
We know his approximate whereabouts.
Look, I'm not trying to, like, spit too many details. You totally got me in. But, like, it sounds like the guy gave one crazy speech, and now you want him dead. Is he, like, is he doing stuff?
Drugs?
We're talking about a man so high, a high Republic official that has now commanded a rogue army, and we need to nip this in the bud before this rogue group becomes an army.
Okay, so he's doing stuff.
Not to mention, it's very embarrassing. In the woman pipes up. Not to mention, this is very embarrassing for the Republic itself.
Yeah, I get that. I get that it's embarrassing. But, like, he's got to be doing something pretty shady, I think, right? Like,
to be honest, we're not sure what he's doing out there.
Gotcha. Highly volatile element, out of your control. You need us. Go in there, figure it out.
Yes. If you bring him alive, great. Yeah. If you bring him dead, that's also great, the man says.
But do we have to bring him in dead, or can we just kill him?
Yeah, like, what proof are we talking here? You need a video, or
should I cut off his ear?
If you're going to cut off anything, why not just cut off his head?
Yes.
I mean, that's a little graphic.
You can bring in his head.
But an ear?
And Plo Koon steps in and says, okay, we need to be doing the right and just thing. You will need to listen to yourselves when you're on this journey and figure out how you want to handle this. We just need him off of the board. So you will need to figure out how to do that and how to prove this to us. Yes, bringing his body back would be proof. Bringing his head back would also be proof. Bringing him back would also be proof. It is entirely up to you how you accomplish this mission. But for the good of the Republic, for the good of the Jedi, this man needs to be stopped.
I mean, it's a long way. It's a long way to Dead Meridian. We can iron out the details, I'm sure.
Yes. And one thing that this is the woman talking. And one thing that you just need to be acutely aware of is that this mission does not exist. You do not have official cover from the Senate.
Ah.
Do we have cover from the Jedi Council?
You do not have cover, Plo Koon. Unfortunately, you will not have cover from the Jedi Council. We will help you where we can covertly, but if you end up getting, say, arrested by the Republic, this is not something we're willing to bail you out of.
Is someone going to cover my shift at the library?
That is an excellent question.
That's a good question. Who's going to take care of the animals while I'm gone?
What animals?
The ones in the
keep talking
pen.
About animals.
All right, you keep talking about a library.
That's where I work.
I work in the pens.
I work in the animals.
Yeah.
We.
No, I work in the animals. You work in the library.
We will see to it that the library gets taken care of.
What about the animals?
The animals?
You can't be the only one.
I better not lose any of my PTO over this.
You. You have to use all of your PTO.
No!
You don't work, you don't get paid.
All right.
100,000 credits is a lot of money. You could maybe not retire, but you could take a nice vacation.
Yeah, whoops.
That doesn't help me if I get fired.
Do I know my yearly salary?
The Jedi's already don't like me.
No, you're just given a stipend. So here's the thing. You're going to need a ship to get to the Dead Meridian and get to hold on, let me check.
I thought you said you had
Commander Gorbak.
You had a ship to get us through the Dead Meridian.
That's not what I said, but if I did, that's not what I meant. We have a spot. We have a way to get you across the Dead Meridian. You have to get to the front, meet with Commander Gorbak, who will help you get across the front.
Well, if that's the case, can we get half the money up front? I can't afford to buy a ship to get across.
Here comes the haggling. Get working, Andy. Out of character.
Well, you can't just ride something across the Blood Meridian.
We're not giving you money to buy a ship. You will need to covertly procure a ship.
Get a ship. Got it. Easy peasy. Ships come and go.
Will this ship? That's what they do. Gorbak give us the ship?
It's literally what they're designed to do.
Commander Gorbak is at the front. He is fighting the war. He does not have time to come back and give you a ship.
Oh, we just got to make it to him.
You need to make it to him, and he will escort you across the Dead Meridian.
Commander Gorbak.
Okay.
Got it.
Commander Gorbak.
Got it.
Commander Gorbachev.
No, not Gorbachev. That's a different commander. You want to stay clear of him. We want him dead next.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Before we go, I would like to go up to Plo Koon.
And give him the flesh test?
No, I want to ask him to autograph my force pike.
I don't think you haven't bought your force pike yet.
I did buy it.
From where?
I had the money.
Do we have our weapons on us? Cause that would have made this a lot easier.
I have a gun.
All right. I want him to sign something then.
Yeah. I didn't think that you guys got your equipment yet. They were about to tell you to, head down to the Space Casey's and gear up.
Gear up.
All right. Well, then can you sign my shirt?
All right. This is quite an unusual request. I've never been asked that before.
Okay. Is that a yes or a no?
Do you have a pen?
Do I?
Roll for pen. No. Yeah. Sure. You have a pen.
There's got to be a pen sitting on the meeting table. So I just walk over and grab a random pen, probably out of the senator's pocket.
Yes. Yeah, you grab the pen out of the senator's pocket and you hand it to Plo Koon. And he says, well, okay, where you like me to sign? Right on your shirt here, like this?
Like, who would I make this out to? Who
would be cool?
And you just want me to write, how do you spell that? Your name? Kataz?
No, your name.
Oh, okay.
I want you to sign your name. I know my name.
All right.
Most of the time.
All right. Well, I thought you wanted me to write it to you, like a dear Kataz.
No. Just write your name.
All right.
Why you're on the council?
He signs his name.
Thank you. I take the pen. I steal the pen. I don't give it back to the senator.
Okay. Well, if I were you, go down to the Space Casey's, get geared up. And, you know, find a ship.
All right.
Cool. All right.
Well, by the way, that's some decent art you got there.
Thank you. It's, it's important.
I like the color of it.
The woman thanks you and says, you are free to go. Please keep in contact with us.
She was going to say, please go.
Also, please go. Also, please get moving on the story.
All right.
As we walk out, I go, hey, guys, you want to read any more magazines? I took the lot.
Hey.
No. Did you fill in all the mazes?
They were already filled in when I got them.
I don't believe you.
I don't care if you believe me.
Oof.
we are not going to get along.
Because you talk to me like you're talk to me like an animal.
That's how I know how to deal with things.
Ooh.
Talk to an animal.
Ooh. Are you saying talk to you like an animal? Rawr.
Roar.
Roar.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Space where are you guys going? Are you going down to Space Casey's?
Is it just like down the street?
Yeah, they
like nearby.
Yeah, it's you guys know where it is. You guys are in downtown Coruscant, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But anyway,
the whole town's downtown.
Yeah, the whole town is downtown. And actually, I can just here Space Casey's. You walk into the Space Casey's. I don't know if you guys want to. Well, I guess we have to. You need your stuff.
I don't need anything.
You don't want anything?
No, I'm just being fussy. All
right.
I mean, I've got my loadout pretty much figured out, so.
Okay. Andy, did you want to look? Or I guess you could buy your force pike. I guess you already have your force pike.
I think I bought it.
Okay.
Beforehand.
Okay.
So we can just say that, you know, I went in there and bought it.
Okay.
You've had it on layaway for some time.
Yes. Yes. My stipend does not cover force spikes.
Okay. If you
I'm from Archer?
Yeah, it is. If you double click on him, he's got all of the items and prices in him at Space Casey's.
Nothing's coming up.
Oh, maybe you guys don't have. Let me give you. Not owner, observer. Okay, you should be able to get in there now.
Okay.
Ah. Cool. All right.
I don't know what this Narglatch is, but I want it.
I don't know how much money you have.
We have 1,500. Well, I have 1,500 credits. Brandon, I think you and I got the same, right?
Did you take more money, Andy?
I took more money.
Okay. And you already bought your Force Pike.
Yeah.
Force Pike? Are you sure that's what it's called?
Pretty sure.
Is that what it...
So, there's no lightsabers in here.
No, they don't just sell lightsabers at the Space Casey's.
What the hell they put this here for?
You know,
I don't want any of these things.
Snacks. Okay. Well, you don't have to buy any of the things. I'm glad I made this store.
You want to buy a Tauntaun?
I've made it perfectly clear what I've wanted the entire time.
You're gonna have to. You're gonna have to earn it.
I'm gonna have to earn it.
There's a vest.
And a cloak. You want a cloak?
I don't wear a vest or a buster or cloak.
Okay. Yeah, we're moving on.
I wear a robe.
Okay.
Sorry. This is.
I'm trying to find my what the hell was it called? Force Pike.
It might not be in here because these are random items. So but I can look for it. Weapons, I guess.
Yeah, I think I added everything to it.
There is a force pike. It's a price of 500. So I'm going to put it in the... Well, I guess I can give it to this token. Let's see if that works. Did it show up at the bottom? Yeah, it's at the bottom.
How do we tell how much money we have again?
It should be in your character sheet.
I'm looking. I can't find it. Where's it at?
It's on the second tab, the one that looks like a briefcase.
Oh, okay. I see it now. Okay.
So you have 1,500 credits.
I spent all my credits.
Oh, what a surprise.
On a force bike.
Not that.
I love your scarf, by the way. Oh, and you wrote it in all caps.
This gas station has a lot of guns.
Yeah, it's great with this.
In a bad part of town. It's in downtown Coruscant.
Where's that at?
It's the whole planet.
God.
Yeah, the whole planet.
The whole planet's a city.
Yeah.
The whole planet's downtown.
There's only one area where you can see the actual planet.
Oh, I remember that from the Clone Wars. Oh, no. It was
Knights of the Old Republic video game.
Yeah, but they referenced it in one of the new shows, I think. Maybe Boba Fett?
Boba Fett didn't go to Coruscant.
Or maybe it was... yeah, that doesn't sound right either. Maybe Mandalorian? I don't know why the Mandalorian... well, anyway.
Is there a way to sort...
No, unfortunately, there's no way to sort. I was trying to figure that out.
All right, well, I don't have any money to buy a way to see General Korvac.
Okay.
Yeah, you will need a ship to get to Korvac. Korvac will escort you across the Dead Meridian, and then you will need the ship on the other side of the Dead Meridian. Make sure to deduct credits from your sheet.
All right.
That was pretty cool. It sent me a message.
Sent a solid message.
Who did?
I bought a fiver.
A pistol.
I'm also gonna buy a stabber.
Is that what it's called?
No, it's called a blade breaker. All right. So that was what? 450 credits.
This is insane. Hollow goggles?
Goggles?
For 6,000?
Yeah, but a character selects one non-combat skill. That skill now counts as a career skill, as long as the character owns the goggles. It's insane. It makes you more proficient. Oh my God,
we're going to be able to buy everything when we get our 100,000 credits.
Yeah. I'm starting to think maybe I shouldn't have given you each 100,000 credits, but who cares? That'll be 3 years from now.
Yeah. All right.
Authentication tools from space cases.
Yeah, I'm thinking ahead. All right. We'll call that good for now.
And you deducted your credits?
I did not deduct my credits.
Hold on. Oh, I'm going to buy a Tauntaun.
Okay. So 1,500.
Tauntauns are like really rare.
But you can buy them at Space Casey's. That's the great thing about Space Casey's. You know, you can just buy anything you want here.
Tauntauns are a Hoth commodity.
Yeah.
Strain.
Oh. Okay. Wait. Hold on. 9,500. Well, I erased the number of credits I have, but now I cannot put in the number of credits I have. There we go. Okay. All right. You buying anything, Clyde?
Clyde's apparently mad he had to leave the library. He's irate.
You know, Clyde, there's a lot of books on tape. I don't see them here. This seems to be the...
on holotape.
On holotape. This seems to be the Tauntaun and weapons aisle, but, you know, maybe...
There's a whole aisle of Tauntauns. Awesome.
There's a shock whip.
What?
It has been a mainstay of the Zagarian slave empire for thousands of years. Oh, God. A nano dagger?
I wish I would have known this before I bought my force pike.
Token of resistance.
Crap. This fetish axe? What does that mean?
There's a fetish axe?
Often worn on a necklace as a starburst of metallic shards, this fetish axe to dampen the force powers.
Oh, that's in the beaded section with like the crazy red lights in it, you know?
The 18 or older section.
Yeah. You gotta go through a beaded walkway or beaded doorway.
I'm going to buy a flash stick.
A flash stick?
Is that a flashlight?
No, it looks like it's just a...
it looks like a blackjack.
Yeah.
A police baton.
Exactly. How do I buy this?
I think you just drag it
buy
in
button?
Onto your...
If you scroll over, sheet. There's like a dollar sign. That.
Hidden.
Yeah, it's all the way at the end. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that's what that is. It looks like a trash can.
Yeah.
And then you have to deduct those credits.
It doesn't look like a trash can.
It does on my computer.
Oh, it looks like a blackjack.
No, the buy item button.
Oh.
Okay. And let's see. Oh, you did it. You subtracted it. Okay. All right. Are we done at Space Casey's?
I guess so.
All right. After
I pant the tauntauns on the nut on the to snoot before we go. Each and every one.
What are you doing to him?
I pat him on their snoot.
Oh.
I poke him with a flash stick.
They like that.
I poke you with a force spike.
I like that.
Gross.
You guys walk down. From the Space Casey's and by down, I don't mean like across the street or down the street. I mean down vertically, a couple of steps to a place. You guys just started following Uli. She just kind of walked away when she was done buying. She got the weapon she needed and started walking away, and you guys all followed her. And this guy's not here. You go to this little... She walks into this little bar and sits at the bar, and you guys sit next to her and start talking about where you're going to get a ship.
So, Clyde, may I call you Clyde?
Yeah.
You seem to know a lot about this Dead Meridian. You know where it's at?
No.
Oh, okay. I assumed from your excitement earlier that you had heard of it.
No, I mean, I've always wanted to visit, you know.
You've always wanted to visit an active war zone?
You know, it's not always active. Or
that doesn't
war
seem
zone.
Like something someone who works in a library wants to do.
You don't know me.
You don't know me.
None of us know each other.
Yeah,
who
good
are
response.
You?
That's kind of... All right. Well, look, we got to get a ship. Look, how many credits do you have left over?
Me, zero.
Okay, you're useless. How many credits do you have left over?
Wow.
Five?
You don't have to just say it like that.
I don't need to know my wallet.
All right. If we pool our funds, we may be able to buy some tickets, I don't know, to the next hub world or something. I mean, we got to get to... I don't know where Dead Meridian is. I don't really know what direction to head off to. Or I guess I should
find General Gorvac.
Okay, fair enough. Do you know where he was?
Close to the Dead Meridian, I think.
You guys look like you know some seedy characters. Why don't we find a smuggler or something, you know, pay them?
I could buy the smuggler, but I don't know where we're going. Where are they going to smuggle us to?
The droid, the bar droid comes by you guys and would you guys like a drink?
Yeah, absolutely. I would. Do you do Space French 75?
Fresh from Space France.
Thanks.
And he pours you a double. You do have money, right?
Yeah, I got money.
Okay, great.
Yeah. And you too, you guys want anything? This will be on me.
No, I don't drink.
Oh, if it's on you, I'll have a water.
Yes, one water coming up and one
nothing.
A double French Space France and nothing. Okay.
You sure you don't hide nothing? Nothing you're interested in?
Would you like a non-alcoholic drink?
No, I'm trying to quit.
Would you like a salad?
No.
A milkshake?
Hey, salad.
I want to be left alone.
All right. And he leaves you alone.
That is not way I expect librarians to act.
You know,
You don't look like the type of person to walk into a library to begin with. So what do you know?
Well, nothing, because I don't even know what a library is.
Good. It's a type of animal that you don't know about.
I find that hard to believe. I know about a lot of animals.
Yeah? Why don't you start naming them?
Well, you got the panther, and you got the loath cat, and you got...
I pull out a panini and start eating it.
a man is sitting next to you, and he says, "What are you guys talking about?"
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Are you
nothing
guys
of
trying to get to the Dead Meridian?
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe. No.
Yeah. No. I heard it's. I don't know. Why? Why you ask?
Oh, it's just. It's an active war zone. You guys don't look much like soldiers.
Right. Right. We definitely just look like a random assortment out for a drink on a evening, Tuesday evening, Wednesday evening. What day is it today?
Oh, that's a good question. We don't have. It's. Every day's Monday.
We don't have days in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Oh, just a regular Monday Space evening, Monday. Having drinks with my two best friends. She says.
You guys don't seem to like each other.
I don't know
very
you.
Much.
You got tauntauns.
Okay. Are you
got the act clay?
Do you have a ship? Are you guys looking to get smuggled?
Yes, we're looking to get smuggled.
No, we're not looking to get smuggled. We're looking to travel in a legitimate ship on legitimate business.
But if we have to, we can do it illegitimately.
You can't forget the blurgs.
So, okay. Do you have enough to buy a ship, huh?
You guys stay here. And I just go walk over to where the other guy is and be like, "All right, look, we don't have money for a ship." You're absolutely right.
Okay. Well, who? I'm Dren. Who are you?
Hi, Dren. My name's Uli. And you may not realize this, but I got real important business. And unfortunately, I have to escort these two elderly gentlemen. Actually, how old, out of character, how old is... I am judging from the picture that Clyde is a little bit older. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, what about Taz?
Taz is, 22.
Okay, but with his white hair, he looks a little bit older.
Yes. But
I gotta,
that just
okay.
happens.
Yeah. From your natural species.
Chips, yeah.
Yeah. Look, I gotta drag these two old folks. You know, they got some business. I got some business. We all got business.
Okay.
Yeah. You got a ship?
Oh, I don't have a ship. I guess if you're trying to get, I was going to suggest you steal a ship, but it sounds like you're trying to stay on the right side of the law.
That's not necessarily true.
There are places to steal ships. But
really?
Maybe you could get hired as a courier. That is probably a way to get a legitimate ship.
That probably is. But, I mean, if we were to steal a ship, like, you know, just to pick one up, where'd you recommend?
Oh, there's plenty of places to steal ships. There's a there's a van outside the library. I always see, you know, running books. There's another van outside the zoo that's always, you know, carting animals. You know, that would be a place you could go steal. You
boy,
know,
it's too bad no one's listening to this.
Yeah, you got the EOBs. Got yeah. The Fombas.
Keep going.
Got the Fathiers. Those are really Fathiers, cool.
Yeah,
they race those. People lost a lot of money on those.
While everyone just, I'm sitting in the corner reading a magazine.
It's like Bubba from Forrest Gump just listening off all the shrimp dishes.
Yeah, if you wanted to steal, those are some places that I know about. But again, there's probably other ways to get a ship, but those are the ideas that I got anyway.
And I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Oh, I'm Dren.
Dren, you've been incredibly helpful, Dren.
Dren, can you buy me a drink?
Yeah, I can buy you a drink.
Well, I just thought it'd be nice.
No, you're absolutely right. You know what? And I like make a motion to the barkeeper. I was like, his drink too.
Yes, ma'am. And he slides him a big old space beer.
Nice. Uli's gonna go back to where Clyde and Taz are. Is her drink there?
Oh yeah, the double. Yeah. The space. Yeah. The space.
You got
double.
The Cadu.
Cadu. Yeah, Cadu. Cool.
They
nice.
Kind of look funky.
Oh, they keep getting bigger and bigger.
Listen, I don't mean to interrupt, but actually I do. I don't want to talk about this anymore. Ship-wise, where are you guys thinking?
Well, you know, I was thinking about hitchhiking.
Hitchhiking? Okay.
Yeah, just go stand out in front of this bar here with my thumb out.
Well, I mean, that's an option, but they got a bunch of ships down by the zoo used to transport animals every once in a while.
Uh-huh.
In and out. I could go ask to borrow one.
We could borrow one. What are you feeling, Clyde?
I'll go borrow a ship.
All right. So
you want me to go talk to my bosses?
I mean, do you think it'd be helpful if we all win or if this is a solo endeavor? I only ask because I have doubts.
And I got very important things to do as I'm thumbing through this magazine.
You don't have anything to do.
The mazes are already figured out.
Yeah, there's absolutely nothing in those magazines.
There's nothing else to do in those magazines.
But the articles haven't been read.
I don't know if you know that or not. All right, I'll go talk to my bosses. See what they say.
All right, and I mean, we'll join you, right? Because you know, we're all in this, I guess, together. Although I don't really know why.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Yeah, I think
Uli, I think you're going to pull this team together because, see, I sense some friction between me and the animal guy.
Yeah, well, you clearly know something about this Den Meridian place. You were really jumped on that.
I don't know anything
about
that. I just want to go there.
My name is Taz.
And Taz.
I'm right here. I'm not the animal guy.
I am
the animal guy, but, like, I got a name.
Taz is the, can get us a ship.
All right, well, I'll try.
I believe in you, Taz. I have the utmost faith in you.
I thought you were coming with.
Oh, yeah, we're coming with you. All right. Clyde?
Yeah, I'm coming.
Are you finished with your magazine?
No, but it's already in my pocket.
Did you do all the word scrambles?
There's already done.
There's
somebody
word
did
scrambles,
them all.
Too?
They were already done. They were boring. They were pre-scrambled.
Good. They were pre-scrambled. Yeah. I can never figure those out. All right, let's go talk to my boss.
You sound so excited to talk to your boss.
I think that's just how he sounds.
That's just me.
Oh.
Are we going to the space zoo?
It's not a zoo.
The car zoo?
It's the Penns underneath the Jedi Temple. That's where I work.
What's, how is that different than a zoo?
Because we can take these on. Jedi have taken these on missions.
Before. Outside of character, do the Jedis have a zoo?
Outside of character, I have no clue. Maybe.
Also, I lost my out of character card, so this is just a piece of paper with Clyde drawn.
He looks so.
That is a big head.
He looks way happier than he's been acting.
Yeah, he's been acting like a real grump.
That was pre-sack.
At your local Space Casey's, stop by for some popcorn chicken and also a tauntaun.
Beware of the tauntauns.
Yeah.
You gotta pat them on their snoots.
You can buy a vibra sword and books on holotape. We got everything down here at Space Casey's.
All we need left is you.
Oh! It writes itself!